And welcome to the midday for Monday, December 11th it is. I'm Norman Gilliland. The quiz question is a short one today, and see what you can make of it. Maybe you'll win the prize. Holiday music, of course, is in the air at this time of the month, and some of it is provided by the Madison Choral Project. Their director, Albert Pinceno, is here, and we will hear some of their holiday fare from years past, and welcome to the midday.
Well, thank you. Thrilled to be here.
And so the Madison Choral Project has been around for about, 5 years now?
That's right. We're just embarking upon our sixth season and very excited about it.
And this sixth season, or at least this particular season that we're in right now, includes a concert this Friday night, 7:30, and Sunday afternoon at 3, both performances at Christ Presbyterian Church, which is at 944 East Gorham in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And good deal of holiday fare included.
That's right. Well, this is going to be our fifth annual holiday program, and it's all of our holiday programs, we seek to do a little bit more than simply presenting beautiful holiday music. We try to curate a narrative experience for the season. So, for example, this year, which has been an interesting year and one that provokes some thought and reflection, we begin with a piece by Brahms, one of his beautiful motets, Warum ist das Licht gegeben? Which, of course, begins with the question, Warum? Why?
Yes.
And then we move from there into kind of a dreamy heavenscape in lots of music. And then from heaven, the angels announce a birth, and we come back down to earth, and we end in hope and joy.
Well, that sounds like a narrative arc to me. And we have some samples from previous performances by the Madison Choral Project, and these are seasonal too, including one by a contemporary composer.
Yeah, actually, all of them are from living composers on this list. The first track that I thought we could listen to was the selection We Cannot Leave by Ted Hearn from his work Privilege. This is the final movement of a piece in which Ted Hearn is contemplating his own privileged life. And this piece evokes the metaphor of the train, in that some people get to board the train and leave, and others are left behind on the tracks. And it has a wonderful kind of prismatic, beautiful, fading ending to it.
Thank you.
a piece inspired by trains, although I think it would not be immediately apparent from, you know, the rhythms, the kind of thing that they used to do in the 19th century. But We Cannot Leave by Ted Hearn, from a piece, a bigger piece of pieces called Privilege. And that was the Madison Choral Project, and they're performing this weekend, Friday night the 15th and Sunday afternoon. And their director, Albert Penasaw, is here and sharing some of their previous performances, holiday music in particular. And it's all contemporary settings, but some of them sound very, or will sound very traditional, I imagine.
Some of them will. But not this next one. This next one is a piece by the Scottish composer James McMillan, who, if you aren't unfamiliar with his work, dear listeners, he is one of the foremost European composers, and you'll hear that he uses a lot of kind of trilling in the vocal lines that is evocative of some of the folk traditions of Scotland, which is really, really fantastic. This piece is called A Child's Prayer, and we feature two absolutely incredible local sopranos, Marie McManama and Rachel Edie Warwick, on this recording. And you'll hear the first word is welcome, repeated over and over. And then as the choir builds, the word they come to the climax on is joy.
Welcome.
music for the season from Madison Choral Project with a bit of a Scottish cast to it.
Mm-hmm. Up next, we're going to have some more familiar Christmas to a lot of people. This is a beautiful setting, a very simple setting of Away in the Manger by the Minnesota conductor and composer Matthew Culleton.
Actually, you hear fairly often at this time of year, kind of the second most familiar arrangement of that particular tune, Away in a Manger, by Matthew Culleton, a Minnesota composer-arranger. And this is another one from the Madison Choral Project, which begins in a rather unusual way, you tell me.
Well, I wanted to say this this half hour we're featuring all contemporary composers, and we feel very strongly about doing because we feel that music should reflect our modern world, and the contemporary living composers are the ones that are best able to do that. Although there will be Brahms and Reinberger and Sweelinck and Mozart on the program this weekend as well. But one of the real joys we have is commissioning new works. And Jocelyn Hagen, another brilliant young Minnesota composer, I reached out to 2 years ago to set a new arrangement of Deck the Hall. And when it arrived on my desk, or more accurately, my piano, I had tears of joy in my eyes because the piece is filled with so much joy. It's just overflowing. And actually, you'll hear that she instructed laughter to begin the piece, and that's where it ends. That's where it starts.
Thank you.
Well, I haven't heard it done quite that way, except maybe if it had been performed in the Ratskeller or something, you might get. Just out of curiosity, how is the laughter scored? Is it kind of ad libitum, or how do you actually write that into
the
score?
Well, that's the thing that's difficult to notate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jocelyn Hagen gave us a lot of instruction in the score, and then we were fortunate enough to have her come down and coach with us as well. And it's difficult to perform laughter and have it seem authentic and organic.
Sure.
But one of the things that we're fortunate with is that our choir is just filled with amazing, great people, and we love being together. So I think we were inspired by the moment and the music, and the laughter just came out.
I suppose there will be some contribution in that department from the audience, too, before all is said and done with a piece like that.
We hope so.
Now, on your concerts this weekend, before we wrap things up, couple of things about that. December 15th, that's a Friday, this Friday already, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday afternoon the 17th at 3 o'clock. And those performances will be at Christ Presbyterian Church, which is at 944 East Gorham in Madison, and holiday concerts, including... what all again? Reinberger, you're saying? There was some Brahms on there?
Oh,
good.
Well,
19th
we,
century stuff.
We begin with Brahms. We're singing the gorgeous double choir Kyrie from the Brahms Mass in E flat, which is kind of reminiscent of us arriving in heaven. We're singing a relatively new piece by the 2012 Pulitzer Prize winner Kevin Putz. His piece, If I Were a Swan, which
has a lot of play lately.
Yeah,
Kevin
Putz. He's amazing. And the swan is in flight during the piece, and that has a lot of angelic overtones as well. And then there's a Suilink Angelus Ad Pastores Ait, the angels have an announcement. And then following that, three different Christmas carol arrangements by Stephen Paulus, who will be familiar to choral fans.
Sure.
We will engage the audience in singing Mozart's Dona Nobis Pacem.
A holiday favorite, for sure.
That's right. And we end with F. Mealy's Chris Johnson's Wake Awake.
Oh, Rick, that sounds like a good way to end it.
That's right.
I hope nobody has gone to sleep asleep before that. I'm sure they will not have. That's the Madison Choral Project concerts coming up this weekend, and their director, Albert Pinsano, has been giving us some insights into past and future. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much.